It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we visit with the newest president of the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association. It's Brian Schaefer. And Brian, we're going to talk about a couple of different things this week. Let's start with your annual meeting. You had that last week, and get an update there and some of the other things that you've been doing. A lot of road time recently.
Thank you, Shaylee. We just attended the annual meeting a week ago in North Platte. I guess it was January 27th. And a couple things I've been up to lately is a lot of traveling. Back in December, I traveled to Denver, and where I attended the strategic planning session for NOG, the National Association of Wheat Growers. The main discussion we had there was on the budget. And then after that, here recently, I traveled to D.C. For the Nebraska Wheat Growers, and I traveled with the Wheat Board to D.C. to talk to our Nebraska delegation. One highlight, I guess, of being in D.C., the Nebraska always puts on a great reception for everyone, the Nebraska delegation, and we did have Congressman Bacon and Congressman Smith both showed up in attendance there. And again, probably with them, the main focus was on the China trade deal being signed. And the most exciting thing was when I was in D.C., the USMCA agreement was passed in the Senate that day. So it was kind of some exciting times.
So yes, a lot of traveling happening, and it doesn't sound like that's going to slow down any as you have your board meeting this next week.
Yep, next Wednesday, February 12th, we do have a wheat board meeting, and that will be held in Lincoln at our office next week.
Shortly after that as well, enjoying a very fun event that you guys have done for quite a while now. It's your Bake and Take.
The Bake and Take is an event where we promote wheat and wheat-grown products. We hand out donuts. We go through the Capitol and go to the university and hand them out there. And it's something that everybody looks forward to every year. They look forward to it, and I know everybody's always happy to see us.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add or update us on, Brian?
I would. Just a couple things I would like to mention. At our annual meeting, we did hand out the Outstanding Achievement Award this year. It did go to Randy Peters and was presented to him for his years of dedication to improving the Nebraska wheat industry by serving on boards at both the state and the national levels. So congratulations to Randy Peters. And I would also like to point out that in the wheat yield contest, we do have two national place winners from Nebraska. So that's always kind of exciting as well.
Thanks so much, Brian Schaefer, president of the Nebraska Wheat Growers Association. With this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board, I'm Shaylee Peters.